Since 2009, the Department of Tourism has seen nearly 40% of its budget disappear. The agency's response, in part, has been to offload some of its state parks, angering parkgoers and rattling local economies. Some, like Dripping Springs State Park near Okmulgee, have been transferred to local government control.
Which we dread it, because we camp out here a lot.
Walnut Creek State Park on Keystone Lake simply closed.
I think that as worried as they are about tourism, maybe they should be worried about the local impact as well.
That's Amy Coulter at Walnut Creek in 2014 and earlier Gary Van Arsdale at Dripping Springs in 2016. The tourism department probably isn't bluffing when it says a worst-case scenario 14.5% budget cut this legislative session could mean the closure of 16 state parks across Oklahoma. Leslie Blair is the tourism department spokesperson.
Unfortunately, it's all options on the table at this point with this level of cut. So we hope that's something we can avoid, but we will just have to see what the end appropriation is.
Blair says her agency isn't eager to close parks.
Parks are very important to the state of Oklahoma.
But while addressing reporters 2 weeks ago, State House Speaker Charles McCall said he hasn't heard from the tourism department about park closures. He seemed annoyed agencies like tourism were talking to the media instead of him.
You know, I'm reading about those statements and those comments in the media. We'll say the agencies that have made those comments have not approached this office about their concerns.
McCall says agencies that resort to reductions in services, like closing parks, either aren't looking hard enough for inefficiencies elsewhere or need to speak up.
And we're not here to say that we don't believe their story, but we are here to say we want you to come show us what you're dealing with on a daily basis and what adjustments that you have made.
You know, we're continuing to meet with legislators, continuing to meet with our appropriation subcommittees to talk about the importance of parks. Again, we're halfway through the session and we haven't seen any proposals placed on the table yet. So we're waiting to see what legislators come up with.
Tourism's Leslie Blair says the agency is out of waste to cut.
We've eliminated inefficiencies. We've eliminated unnecessary spending.
What's left, she says, are parks, like Foss State Park near Clinton, one of the parks on the list of 16 that could close. The water at Foss Lake looks deep blue, and the ever-present wind creates white-tipped waves that tap against the red dirt of western Oklahoma. At the well-maintained equestrian trail, I find Cindy Box and her horse, Rosie.
I come out almost every weekend. We use the horse trails here, and I've written to my representatives and everything. I'm really upset about them trying to close this, because we don't have anything else out here. You know, this is western Oklahoma. There's nothing else to do.
Box isn't counting on her hometown of Clinton to step in to keep Foss Park open if the state decides to cut it loose.
I don't know how, we've talked about that, but I don't know how Clinton could do it. They're broke too. You know what I mean? I mean, Clinton's in financial trouble.
Yeah.
So I don't see how these smaller towns could possibly do it.
Western Oklahoma has few state parks to begin with, and several of them, including Foss, Red Rock Canyon, and Alabaster Caverns, are on the list of endangered parks. Parks on the list include Greenleaf and Grand Lake State Parks, among others, in the east as well. None of the closures are a certainty. The Department of Tourism might not lose as much as 14.5% of its budget. There's still lots of time left before the end of the legislative session. But if the worst happens and all of the parks on the list have to go, Oklahoma, which once had more than 40 state parks, would be left with fewer than 20. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.